Come mourn with me, you loyal lovers all. Lament my loss in weeds of woe, whom gripping grief doth thrall. Like to the dropping vine cut by the gardener's knife, even so my heart with sorrow stain doth bleed for my sweet wife. By death, that grisly ghost, my turtle dove is slain, and I am left, unhappy man, to spend my days in pain. Her beauty, late so bright, like roses in their prime, is wasted like the mountain snow by force of Phoebus' shine. Her fair red-colored cheeks, now pale and wan her eyes, that late did shine like crystal stars, alas, their light it dies. Her pretty lily hands, with fingers long and small, in color like the earthly clay, yea, cold and stiff withal. When as the morning star her golden gates had spread, and that the glistering sun arose forth from fair Thea's bed, then did my love awake, most like a lily flower, and as the lovely queen of heaven, so shone she in her bower. Attired was she then, like Flora in her pride, as fair as any of Diana's nymphs, so looked my loving bride. And as fair Helen's fate gave Grecian dames the lurch, so did my dear exceed in sight of virgins in the church. When he had knit the knot of holy wedlock band, like alabaster joined to jet, so stood we hand in hand. Then, lo, a chilling cold struck every vital part, and gripping grief like pangs of death seized on my true love's heart. Down in a swoon she fell, as cold as any stone, like Venus' picture lacking life, so was my love brought home. At length a rosy red throughout her comely face, as Phoebus beams with watery clouds, or covered for a space. When with a grievous groan and voice both hoarse and dry, farewell, quoth she, my loving friend, for I this day must die. The messenger of God with golden trumpet I see, with many other angels more, which sound and call for me. Instead of music sweet, go toll my passing bell, and with sweet flowers strew my grave, that in my chamber smell. Strip off my bride's array, my corkshoes from my feet, and gentle mother, be not coy to bring my winding sheet. My wedding dinner dressed, bestow upon the poor, and on the hungry, needy, maimed, that craveth at the door. Instead of virgins young, my bride bed for to see, go cause some curious carpenter to make a chest for me. My bride's laces of silk bestow on maidens meet, may fitly serve when I am dead to tie my hands and feet. And thou, my lover true, my husband and my friend, let me in until my life doth end. Now leave to talk of love, and humbly on your knee direct your prayers unto God, but mourn no more for me. In love as we have lived, in love let us depart, and I in token of my love do kiss thee with my heart. Oh, stanch those bootless tears, thy weeping is in vain. I am not lost, for we in heaven shall one day meet again. With that she turned aside, as one disposed to sleep, and like a lamb departed life, whose friends did sorely weep. Her true love, seeing this, did fetch a grievous moan, as though his heart would burst in two, and thus he made his moan. O dismal and unhappy day, a day of grief and care, that hath bereft the sun so high, whose beams refresh the air. Now woe unto the world, and all that therein dwell. O that I were with thee in heaven, for here I live in hell. And now this lover lives a discontented life, whose bride was brought unto the grave, a maiden and a wife. A garland fresh and fair of lilies there was made, in sign of her virginity, and on her coffin laid. Six maidens all in white did bear her to the ground. The bells did ring in solemn sort, and made a doleful sound. In earth they laid her then, for hungry worms a prey. So shall the fairest face alive at length be brought to clay.